Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places. This is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired Profiles Sacred 13 and their latest release, Jagged Regrets. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to another edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. Sacred 13 is a Pennsylvania-based band that is getting to know all the right people and has a fantastic new album to boot. Jagged Regrets is their latest effort, and the band's flawless hard rock approach has earned them fans everywhere, especially the original shock rocker Alice Cooper. I had a chance to talk with Josh Karakoff of Sacred 13 about the new album, and you'll get to hear all of that in just a few minutes. From the CD Jagged Regrets, here is Sacred 13 with Secrets. We'll be right back. From the CD Jagged Regrets, that was Sacred 13 with Secrets. Visit the band at their official website, www.sacred13.com. I had a chance to talk with Josh Karakoff of Sacred 13 about the new album and opening for Alice Cooper. Here's how it went. Well, Sacred 13's got a great album in Jagged Regrets, and now that the album's out there for everybody to hear, how do you feel about the end result?
Well, we're very proud of it, to say the least. We spent a lot of time on this record, and we're proud. You know, I mean, it took, I think, about 7 months from beginning to end, and we put a lot of time and effort into it, and we really treated each song equally and put our all into it, and we're very proud.
I see. And have there been any reactions to it that have surprised you so far?
Well, I think the really cool thing about it is kind of picking up on things that we intend, not just lyrically, but stylistically in the music. I mean, we've always been known for technicality and musicianship in our music, but it's also very song-based. We put a lot of effort into making sure our songs are melodic and they have aggression, yet, you know, and there's something that people can relate to, and, you know, on a personal level, and they can also get into it. See these different views coming out from all these different magazines and whatnot that, you know, they're picking up on that. You know, it's not something that we put into the album and, you know, people aren't really seeing it. It's cool that, you know, we sit down and we, you know, put our hearts into this, and, you know, people are seeing that and hearing it, and that's, you know, it's an honor.
Talk about the genesis of the band. How did it begin?
Well, the bassist and I, you know, Gus, the bass player, he and I are cousins. We actually grew up together.
Oh.
Since birth. I mean, like, we're best friends, and, you know, we're more like brothers, to be honest. And it's kind of like we had this, you know, big relationship going, and we were best friends, and we both loved music. And we just kind of got into it, and it was just really exciting, and it was fresh, and we knew right from the get-go that that was what we wanted to do with the rest of our lives. You know, we haven't turned back since. You know, we've been doing it now, I've been playing guitar for 12 years, but we've been doing the band since 2002, so 8 years. We're going to be 9 coming up here in March, and we haven't doubted it 1 minute. We love it.
And how many albums have you guys released before this one, if you've been together 8 years?
Well, originally started out, we were called Blue Fire. We weren't Sacred 13.
Okay.
And that went on up until about 2007, 2008. And we ended up releasing Remnants, our first full-length album, as Sacred 13. We released that in late 2007, early 2008. And, you know, we went on, we did some shows with that, and, you know, we started building the following, and people, you know, started, you know, they heard us, and they were into it, and they were coming out to the shows, and then, of course, we released our follow-up, Tattered Memories, in March 2009, and we went out, and that was the album where we kind of started to, you know, take on more, you know, regional and national things, like the our first show with Alice Cooper in September of last year, you know, and once we kind of had these bigger shows under our belt, then, you know, our third full-length record, Jagged Regrets, we put that out. So we have 3 full-length albums out at Sacred 13.
How do you think Jagged Regrets is different from previous releases?
Well, I think, for the most part, the songwriting has really matured. Because I think over the years, with different experiences that, you know, people undergo throughout their lives, you know, your lyrics become better, you're practicing different techniques and hearing other bands and, you know, different bands that inspire you, different styles of music. I think that plays a part. And honestly, I think, you know, the biggest evolution from album to album is indeed our songwriting, you know, both lyrically and musically. I think we've progressed. Like I said, Jagged Regrets is, it's from a lyrical standpoint, it means a lot to us because we really opened up and wrote the lyrics and the music from our heart. You know, we didn't really think about it too much. We just, you know, let our heart out there and we just, you know, put it on a disc. And, you know, the lyrics, there's some songs on there that are tragic, like Inferno and Somewhere. You know, Inferno is about a fire that destroyed our grandparents' house in, you know, right before I turned 16, a couple days, actually. And somewhere is about a really good friend of our family's who was killed in a motorcycle accident. So, I mean, there's some tragic stuff on there that really hit us hard, but there's also some more positive stuff on there, like, you know, Tomorrow is a song about living every day to its fullest because you're never guaranteed, you know, a certain amount of time or a certain amount of things that you can do, and don't be afraid. It's about, you know, learning to live with yourself the way you are, you know, making the improvements that you need to make as a person, but, you know, being yourself and not worrying about, you know, acceptance in certain crowds. You know, you need to be yourself, and you need to surround yourself with people that understand that, and that's, you know, what it's about. So a lot of different emotions that play into it, and I think that's the biggest thing that keeps evolving, it seems like, from record to record.
I see. And talk about how songwriting works within this band. How does that happen?
Well, initially, when we get together in the studio, usually it's the bassist and myself, Gus and I. We usually do the records on our own. We've done Remnants, Tattered Memories, and Jagged Regrets, all three of them, in our own studio, just the two of us. And it just seems like after many years of trial and error, we've finally come up with a system that really works. And it's not that we can't collaborate with anybody. It's just it's a different sort of thing. You know, we're different. You know, we're different people as far as music is concerned. You know, we think differently, and the thing is, we're so much on the same page that when the two of us are together, the ideas just fly out. And of course, now we have a drummer, Sam Edwards, who's, you know, he's definitely starting to play into that, you know, side, and he's a great drummer. But usually when we write, we get together in the studio and we start throwing ideas out musically. You know, someone will come in maybe with a preconceived idea, or, you know, I'll be sitting at home, you know, playing guitar or something in my living room, and I'll come up with, you know, some ideas or whatever. But when we get together at the studio, we, you know, we start compiling different riffs and different chord progressions. And, you know, once we get a rough track laid down of a song musically, then we begin thinking about lyrics. Usually lyrics come after the music, because the music gives us some sort of structure to work with, and then the lyrics just seem to kind of fall in place. You know, there are times like Inferno. Inferno was one of the songs where the lyrics came first because it was such a tragic experience in my life. And the music kind of, it was one of those things where the lyrics were written for a good amount of time. And I just could not find, like, the right music to match it up. You know, finally when I came up with that fast-paced, you know, dark, diminished hit, I realized, you know, this is how I was feeling that day. It's very fast, it's very aggressive, it's chaotic, and that's exactly what was going through my head at the time. And that's when I realized that it was the right match. So, I mean, when we get together to write, it's just, you know, it's... And, you know, it's just letting the ideas flow. We don't force anything, we just try to be very smooth, because when you force it, that's usually when writer's block occurs. You know, when you just let it flow and you're smooth, you know, it usually comes out a little more naturally that way, and that's how we like our music to sound.
Visit the band at their official website, www.sacred13.com. From the album Jagged Regrets, here is Sacred 13 with Out of Time.
For what I asked, this never ends. How far do you think that? any songs off this album that kind of just wrote themselves, that, you know, that just, you know, kind of flowed from the pen and came from the guitar chords, and then it just happened.
To be honest with you, I think the majority of the record, really. It's funny because, you know, there's certain times where you'll go into the studio and, you know, whether you have writer's block, like I mentioned, or, you know, the ideas just aren't coming out. You know, when you're working on the clock, I think it's a little more pressuring, you know what I mean? Because, mm-hmm. you know, you got to get these ideas done, and, you know, you try to get them the best you can, and then you realize, well, you know, we got to move on. See, this way, at least with our own studio, we can go over there any time of day or night, anytime we feel good. Like, if we're laying vocals down or something like that, you know, I can, you know, and of course, Gus and I live, you know, the bassist and I live right next door to each other. So, I mean, you know, it can be one of those things where, hey, I'm feeling really good right now, let's go lay some vocals down. So it's not like anything is forced, and it's not like there's anything pressuring as far as the studio vibe goes. So it's very easy for us to get together and just, you know, let it fly out. And that's really what we did on this record. It's funny because most albums are recorded, you know, once you get the songs done, you know, you lay all the drums down, then all the guitars, all the bass, vocals, you know, et cetera, et cetera. This album, what we did, we used to do it that way on our last two, but it seems like this, what we would do is we would write a song and we would demo it, you know, five times and just really, you know, produce it, and, you know, for months and months just on one. And then finally, when we got that done, we would lay the song down and move on to the next one. So it was like we would record one song at a time as opposed to the entire album drumming, then the entire album guitars. You know what I'm saying? We would do one song at a time. You know, we might have, as far as I remember, Wash Away the Pain, track 4. I think we recorded that last November, and the version we recorded back then is the version that you hear today, you know, minus a couple, you know, production changes that we did, little mixing things. But, you know, we got the song where we wanted it, and we laid it down, and then we went to the next one. Then we went to the, like, every song got treated as its own entity, you know what I'm saying? And, it's funny because we wanted 13 tracks on this record, and we actually had a good amount of left over when we hit that 13 track point, which is really cool because our last album, Tattered Memories, as proud as we are of it, you know, I'd only had 10 tracks, 11 if you include like the little intro thing, but it's not really a song. So I mean, it's loaded on this record. We were very inspired, and we were excited about, you know, getting it out and making the music as best as it could possibly be.
And talk about live shows. How have they been going?
That's, you know, that right there, I think everybody knows that the fan of us. We are a live band, and we've by many people, and we feel it when we're on stage. As much effort as we put into our albums, our studio albums, there's nothing better than being on stage in front of people. That is, you know, mainly one of the sole reasons why we do what we do. We love it. So our shows, you know, we always put 110% into all of our shows, and you know, we love it. We love it. The fans are great, you know, and they come out to the shows. They're supportive. You know, they've never down. Let's put it that way. I mean, whenever we go and we play, it's always a great thing, and we're addicted to it. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, we could do it every night, and never get sick of it. We love to play shows, and you know, we're excited every time we have to go out there. It's not one of those things where it's like, you know, you're drained, you know, or the tour wolves are coming after you. You know what I mean? It's like, we love it, and the shows have been great with this record, and it's really cool to go out and play these songs live and get the response that we're getting, because, you know, once again, we poured our heart and soul into not just this record, but all of them. And it's really rewarding to go out and to play these songs live and get the response we get. And just, it feels great on stage. It's the one place where we can really express ourselves to the fullest. We love it.
With that being said, I want to find out more about you guys opening for Alice Cooper. How was that set up, and how did it go, and what was it like?
It was a dream come true. That is definitely a really good way to sum it up. A buddy of ours that we've known for many years, he's the president of the Erie Horror Film Festival out here as well. I'll say his name. His name's Greg Rupp. He's a good guy. We've known him for a long time. And, you know, when the opportunity came around, it was funny because we knew that he was going to bring Alice Cooper in for his Horror Fest last year. We just played the Horror Fest this year. It was a great show. But last year, last September, I believe, September 18th of 2009, he was telling us he was going to bring Alice in. And, you know, we were excited about it. And, you know, we were kind of joking around to each other quietly because we didn't want to start any rumors. Wouldn't that be really cool if we could somehow get on the bill, you know? And the funny thing is, that night we had an acoustic show, like an unplugged show, booked at this smaller venue, an outdoor venue. And we got the call, seriously, like 3 or 4 days before the show. And I guess their promoter was looking for an opening band. And he went to Greg, because Greg was the president of this whole festival, and he asked him, do you know any bands? And the cool thing was, we were, you know, the first ones he mentioned for the show. And we got a call from his promoter, and, you know, the rest is history. It was just amazing. He called me up. He's like, hey, he's like, how would you guys like to open for Alice Cooper in 3 days? You know, we were like, oh, my God. The funny thing was the promoter actually, you know, he's like, oh, they're playing that night. They're playing that night. And we're like, we can assure you that we'll take care of that other show. You know what I'm saying? We're not going to miss this. And the cool thing was it was at a legendary theater in our hometown, the Warner Theater. Like, we had seen so many concerts there. Like, Queensryche played there. I mean, just a ton of acts, you know, and legendary acts. And, you know, that was a big enough honor, in itself. And then the Super Run is just incredible. And we maintained, a connection with these promoters and these guys. We kind of made friends with them. And that was our goal from the get-go, was to go there and not just play a show, but to really get in good with these guys and to be their friends. And they kept this in mind. And, when Alice went out there again this July, or this June, well, it might have been July, actually. Yeah, it was July. They called us up again, and we went out there and played Merrillville, Indiana with them, and then we came back through Dayton, Ohio with them. And, you know, we really kind of, you know, grew a little bit of a relationship with the guys and the promoters and the crew. And it was in the band. It was just really cool. It was a great experience, and we're very much looking forward to perhaps doing some more work with Cooper in the future. So we'll see what happens.
What would you like a person to come away with after they've listened to the album Jagged Regrets?
Well, I would hope that once they listen to the album the full way through, that they can come away with songs that really hit them. You know, songs that not only hook them musically that they want to listen to again, but songs that they can relate to. You know, songs that or everyday life for people. You know, we're all humans and we all experience the same things no matter what your line of work is. And for people to come away with that understanding and for people to understand how we feel and be able to relate with that, it's, you know, that's an honor for us, you know, and it's hopefully that's what happens. And, you know, it's important for us to also create songs that are, you know, melodic and catchy but also aggressive, and pretty much combine all the necessary means for a great song that people are going to want to listen to over and over again. And I hope that Jagged Regrets will do that for people. And so far it seems like it's been going pretty well. Our fans are responding very well and very positively. So hopefully the rest of the people who get it will respond the same way. That's what we're hoping, and come out to the shows.
Visit the band at their official website, www.sacred13.com. From the album Jagged Regrets, here is Sacred 13 once more with Inferno.
Yeah.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Josh Karakoff of Sacred 13 for his time and his music, and to Rhonda Brilliant of Rainmaker Media Group. Visit the band at their official website, www.sacred13.com. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005.